Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
And then we got to Barcelona, it's like, labyrinths with clowns.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Garage scientist cats, you know?
Yeah.
And he said it wasn't in my shop. And I'm looking at my shop. And my shop doesn't even have my Luke in the Garage hat in there. So I'm like, I don't know.
So you thought it would be a good idea to update your Etsy right when we're starting the podcast?
Oh, is the podcast started? I was distracted. Jesus Christ.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm up in like, the Etsy shop. You know, like, this is important shit.
Yeah, it was so important that we start when you needed to start this morning. You texted me, ready to go, 8 o'clock. And then we start, and I'm like, what are you doing? Oh my God, dude.
I might have made some mistakes there. So, okay, so we are started. Is that what you're saying? I don't even have my coffee. I'm not prepared for this podcast. How's it going? Oh, no, we're going. I was really distracted. We got a new Patreon this week.
I know. I was excited to hear. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because I was looking at how much Patreon money we've got so far, because we haven't taken out a dime for it. And people think we've been doing this for the money, I think.
Clearly, that's not the case.
We're not making money on this deal.
Debbie asked me the other day, she's like, you guys are getting paid for this podcast, right? Where's this money? I'm like, honestly, I don't know. Luke could be buying Pop-Tarts with it for all I know. I have no idea.
I mean, if I'd be buying anything, it wouldn't be buying Pop-Tarts, though. I think I'm obligated to buy that popcorn cannon. That's what everyone wants to see me blow myself up with. So... Right.
Oh man. So did you, sir? You're back. We totally teased you going on a big trip, and you went, and now you're home.
I did. I've been on the road forever, dude. I feel like, because I started in Michigan. Remember that Michigan trip, right?
Yeah.
And then I went to Barcelona. Well, first I went to Mallorca. So
Mallorca.
I went from America to Mallorca. So, oh man. And I think that I don't know, man. I had mixed feelings about Mallorca. But Barcelona I did like. So
Mallorca is also in Spain. It's not in Spain, but it's like
there's these series
next to Spain, or is it an island, or what is Mallorca?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of islands on there, and like it kind of reminded me flying from Barcelona to America, like one of those inner island flights in Hawaii, because we went to Hawaii and we took one of those. It's like you're up in the air for like 40 minutes, right? It's crazy. But I learned that America has like the English side and the German side, apparently, and we were on the English side. But America is like a slightly chiller version of Ibiza. Ibiza is like the next island over, right? There's a bunch of like spots where Europeans go and get completely fucking destroyed in off the coast of Spain, and Mallorca is one of them. But I'll tell you, it was like over 100 degrees there the whole time, and the slogan for Mallorca should be "comes with steps." Man, it was like fucking everything was like it's on the second side of a mountain, man. So like every time you go anywhere. Like, you fucking got to climb a mountain. And the first night we were in the hotel, the fucking elevator broke. And we thought the hotel only had one elevator. And we're on the fourth floor. And, man, I sweated a lot, bro. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. Did you not research this place
before
you guys decided to go there? That it was full of that's not very... doesn't seem like your style is what I'm trying to get at. vacation.
Dude, I'm not really like a research a vacation in advance kind of guy. I'm more
Majorca, City of Stairs. Yeah, that's their fucking head.
Lots
that's
of fucking their tagline. Stairs and seafood. Come to Majorca.
Stairs and squid.
Yeah, dude, I had fucking the most tender, delicious squid I've ever had there. It was insane. So
you sent me a pic. You sent me the one of like 30 pictures you sent me of this trip. And the one of the 30 was your plate of seafood in Majorca.
I sent the you other, a lot other, of beautiful pictures of Barcelona, bro. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I sent you Barcelona's best.
Dude, I almost don't want to talk about it because I have something I want to make. But no. Throughout the trip, Luke is beautiful Barcelona, you know. And I told him before in the last podcast, I'm like, oh man, I'm so excited to follow along with you on your trip, man. Like, send me photos. I can't wait to see. Like, I've never been to Europe. I've never been to Spain. Dude, I got a bunch of photos. They just happened to all be of trash trucks and dumpsters. They have a beautiful sanitation department in Spain.
They got those cute little garbage trucks, and then they got the full size ones. Dude,
I got a bus sent me.
Dude, even the bus was painted like the garbage truck. I mean, that's how big a fan they are of these little garbage trucks there, man.
I'm dying, awesome. Dude. I told Debbie like halfway through, I'm like, he's not going to send me one picture outside of garbage. She's like, have you been following along with Luke? I'm like, yeah. I've gotten some great pictures of him. And then you got Elian on it. You tagged Elian on it. I could tell she was in some of the pictures.
Oh, dude, every time posing. A garbage truck was near us, she was like, dad, there's another garbage truck. Send a picture to Ben. Like, you know, she's up for some shenanigans. I thought it was hilarious. So
it was great. I expected nothing less from you.
I sent you more pictures than I sent my mom or anybody else too. Like, I wasn't like sending pictures of my mom and the kids. I was like, oh shit, there's another garbage truck. I sent that to Ben. Dude, I had this fucked up like experience with my phone when I was there, right? Because like,
yeah,
my wife, we're traveling with another family, and it was for this wedding, you know. And the plan was, is they're like, hey, like, there's pit pockets and fucking it's a maze, and like, you know, kids can get lost, and like, so let's get these little watch bracelet things for air tags, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
so
that way, if the kids wander off, we could track them, right?
It's like the modern day leash. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Technology has expanded.
But this was suggested by two people who do not understand technology, right? They just think like you fucking. You don't even need a cell signal. You could just fucking bloodhound those kids from like a million miles away. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that, right? I'm like, it's not going to work in Majorca because like you might not be around people. And you need people with cell phones, iPhones, to even work, you know? They got to be within Bluetooth range of an iPhone for it to work. So anyway, so we get there and I'm like, well, I'll need like cell service. So I went and like there, like where our hotel was, there was this kind of like a main strip, and it was real touristy, you know. So I asked the guy at the hotel, I'm like, where can I find a cell phone store? They didn't understand what I was talking about, so like I just walked down the street and I eventually found a place that sold like cell phone cases, and I was like, hey, you got like eSIM cards? Because you know you could add another phone number to your phone, right?
Yeah,
you get a burner phone to your regular phone, right?
Yeah, I'm up on burners, baby.
I kept calling it my Barcelona burner number. but yeah, so I go in the store, and this guy's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, it's $65. And I was like, man, and it's some cell service I never heard of before. The service is called Orange, right? I'm like, okay. It reminded me of Singular Wireless. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Singular. Yeah. But it was just Orange. So I was like, fine. So I pay it, and the guy's like kept asking me for my phone, and he's trying to change all the settings in it. And I'm like, bro, you can't play with my phone without me watching. I'm like, you have to do it in front of me. I need to see what changes you're making. And he was trying to fly through the settings as fast as he possibly could. And I was watching him, you know, it didn't seem like he was up to anything nefarious, you know. But yeah. But then he's like at the end, he's like, yeah, man, he's like, you just got to wait. You know, within 20 minutes, you'll get some text messages. And once you get these text messages and you got to follow the things and your phone will work. Right. I'm like, OK, cool.
Yeah.
So like I walk out of the store and it was like the cleanest. It was a clean and nice store. I mean, the whole thing, everything in that store, floor, ceiling, walls were all white. Like,
yeah,
you know, the beautiful cell phone displays. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I walk out and I walk, start walking back to the hotel. I'm like, you know what? I should get a churro, right? There's a churro stand here.
Of course you should get a churro.
And I mean, I was like, I should probably wait just in case I don't get these text messages, right? So I got some churros. They were delicious. And, you know, I'm by myself, right? And yeah. 20 minutes passes, no texts, right? And so I go back to the store. I'm like, yo, man, I didn't get these text messages. He's like, oh, let me see your phone. He's like, yeah, I don't. He goes, I don't know what's going on here. He goes, let me give him a call. And then he goes over to, like, a case. He pulls out his phone for a minute, and then he puts it back in his pocket, and then he goes over to a case. He starts organizing, like, cell phone cases. And this is, like, the guy, he was the manager of the store, I could tell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I was like, yo, man. I'm like, I thought you were calling him. And he's like, well, he's like, you're just going to have to wait a little bit. And I go, no. Fuck that. My family's waiting for me, so I'm not going to wait for you to wait for that, make them wait longer. You need to do this shit now. And, like, I could see the girl who works there, who's, like a couple years younger than him, just behind him where he can't see, and she just starts smiling, right, because she can tell I'm getting irritated, you know?
Yeah.
He goes, no, sir, you got to wait a minute. I go, fuck that. And this is exactly what I said. I said, fuck that. Give me a refund. I got my receipt right here, motherfucker. Let's go. Just take it back off my phone. Give me my money back. I'll figure this shit out somewhere else. Right?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
This girl had to turn around. She was laughing so hard. Right? the guy pops up. He goes, okay, hold on. And I'm like, within 2 seconds. That's just, excuse me. I still have COVID. That shit was working on my phone within 2 minutes. Though it was the shittiest cell phone service I've ever had in my whole life, dude. Like, it was Wi-Fi was working better than this goddamn cell service. So it was ridiculous. But yeah, so we were in America for like 2 days, which was really.
Were you able to track the kids with the cell phone service? Were you
we didn't fucking use it. We didn't use it once, bro. We did not even make the kids wear the goddamn tracking bracelets. Okay, like
so you spent the $65 for nothing.
Well, it was 65 euros, so it was like $75. But yes, I fucking blew.
Oh my gosh!
Look, you know it's vacation, man. Shit happens on vacation. Yeah. Sometimes you lose 100 here and whatever. So I chalked it up to the game, you know. But
it was a churro. It was a $65 churro. Is what it was.
It was. I mean, the churros, I had to pay for those too, man. Those are like $6. So it's not. And the lady at the stand did not speak English. And I could not, you know, I asked her, I'm like, you know, she's like, chocolate in your churro? And I was like, sure. And then she listed off like 5 different varieties that I did not understand. And I was like, I heard Blanco. I was like, well, that's white chocolate. I'm like, that might be weird. So I went with that. It was good, though. So
that's a. I had a question. Like, how is it over there as far as like the language thing? Are you finding there's a lot of people who spoke English or nobody spoke English or
if they were selling something, right? They spoke English, right?
Okay.
That makes sense. Like, not every waitress spoke English, and not like every cab driver spoke English, right? I mean, because you got to think a lot of the cab drivers were not from Barcelona, right? So they had to come to Barcelona and learn Spanish, right?
Got to learn English too,
you know?
Yeah.
But I had, I downloaded my Google Translator and I used that a few times. And sometimes, like, I'd be somewhere and there was not a lot of English and I would use it to read what I was looking at. So,
yeah.
I really didn't. And I speak, like, I could ask, like, you know, what is this? How much does that cost? Where's the bathroom in Spanish? So that's 90% of what you need to know, say anyway. So,
yeah. I was just curious. I figured, you know, these days it's probably 50-50, you know?
Yeah. But dude, so we're in America, right? And yeah. You know, I was committed that like this whole trip, like I was gonna try new shit, right? And man, I got like all these notes, right, that I was gonna tell you about this stuff, right? the one note I've already passed up on, right? was that the one thing I forgot to mention is that when we landed, first you land in Barcelona, then you transfer, you fly to America, right?
Yeah.
The airport in Barcelona smells like a strip club. this gigantic like? Perfume stand in the middle of the fucking place? And yeah. It's so big and it's open. So like the whole fucking main area you roll in smells like a strip club. And European airports are like malls. They're not like American airports. So it's like imagine
like there's just stores everywhere. Or
yeah, like imagine like your gate was between like a Forever 21 and like a Hot luggage Topic. Store. Hot Topic. Yeah, I mean that's basically how it went. Like there's fucking all the stores were intermingled with the gates and the terminals, dude. It was really wild. So
that's crazy. Yeah. Is it crazy security over there on that side of the country of the world? I mean, at the airport and stuff, or is it more? I mean, I don't know. Is it pretty much the same both places? Yeah,
it's pretty much the same. So
when I flew into Guatemala when I was in high school, we got off the plane and there was like guys walking around carrying like AK-47s on their shoulder and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's just like, what the fuck? Where are we?
Nah, I wouldn't hate that shit. So, yeah. But dude, on the flight over, there was a girls' volleyball team, right? And Bubs slept on this volleyball player the entire flight.
Shut up! I love it,
dude. He was watching a movie, and I turn around to look at him because he was in the next row, right?
Yeah,
he's fucking head on her shoulder, passed out, and the girl like looks at me and she smiles and kind of shrugs her shoulders, like I don't hate this. You know,
that's awesome.
And at one point, the fucking flight attendant had to like pick his legs up and put him back in the aisle because he had turned sideways and completely laid on her. And I told him about it after the flight, and he's like, "I didn't do any of that shit, Dad. I don't know what you're talking about."
You get no pictures of this? I would have loved to have seen a picture of that.
Seriously. but like, when we got to Mallorca, like, dude, I immediately had like a baguette with ham and cheese, dude. And like, it was fucking like, it was like everywhere you go, it was like prosciutto. And dude, if people in Spain saw what American Oscar Mayer ham looks like, they would fucking freak the fuck out, dude. Their ham game is like way high, right? Their ham and seafood game. Oh, dude.
So overall food was just, I mean, incredible over there or what?
It was legit. Now, I don't like, but it's still Spanish food, right? Which Spanish food, like there's certain things in there that I really like and it's certain things I don't care about. And like we didn't, not every meal was like a home run, but some of those meals were holy shit. I was going to tell you about the best meals I had too.
Yeah, we can get to that. I mean, if you want to do that now, we can get to that now. Or well,
I kind of want to go over like through like some of the timeline stuff, dude. Because
go for it.
The stuff that I wrote is pretty fucking funny, at least in my opinion. So, but I was committed to trying new shit, dude. So we get to this restaurant in Mallorca, right? Which is on the fucking beach. It's an open restaurant. It's a gorgeous place. The meal was not great, but the waitress was entertaining. So, but I asked her, I'm like, so what do people here drink in the summertime? What's like a light and refreshing drink, you know? And she suggests a drink to me called a Tinto de Verano. Tinto de Verano. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think is in this drink? It's a refreshing summer drink. And I'll give you a hint, okay? It's probably in the same section of the drink menu as a sangria would be.
I'm thinking like some sort of like pineapple, fruity type of.
No, I'm just stopping you. That's all Caribbean. All right, it was red wine and lemonade. And by lemonade, to them, lemonade is lemon Fanta. By the way, right?
That's what they use. That's what they call lemonade. All right, lemon Fanta.
It was lemon Fanta mixed and with
red wine.
Red wine. And it was fucking delicious, right? It was like, I don't love sangrias, right? But if you like a sangria, this is like a lighter version of a sangria. And like,
does it come hot or cold?
It was cold.
I mean, warm or cold? You know,
no, it was cold. Hot, it was in like a wine glass, and it was cold. But like, dude, I'm telling you right now, if you poured a glass of wine, okay, and you put lemonade in it, right? I'd say like, you know, just enough to sweeten it up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you might slam that wine, dude. Like, it's so fucking. I mean, like, you could throw some ice in there; it doesn't matter, right? But you know, I don't remember if mine had wine. Well, ice or not, but like, it was really good. Like, I didn't want to.
Sounds like something like you, like, A, like, this sounds country as hell, and or B, like, straight out of something like you would drink, like, you know, high school girls would be drinking. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Ooh, I got my mom's wine. Ooh, no, can't drink that. Let's add some lemonade to it. Some Crystal Light lemonade or some shit. You know what I mean?
I know. Dude, and I know there's some people in here that are going to fucking pour some lemonade in some wine. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to surprise you in a way you're not going to expect, and you're not going to hate it, right?
I mean, you need to come up with a new name for it, though, because you can't pronounce the real name.
I mean, how about wine slippers? Because, like, you fucking take one of those on, you're just going to be slamming them so fast you'll be in your slippers and doing God knows what in, like, fucking 20 minutes.
Wine slippers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, it is funny, man. So, all right, let's see here. Okay. Yep. Oh, dude.
Crossing off the list.
I'm trying to go through them, right? So, yeah, so we get to, dude, the one thing, though, like Barcelona, like where we're at, like it's crazy. All the buildings are like 5 stories tall, and all the streets are like fucking mazes, right? Like, it's alleys and streets. Dude, there's all these stores and alleys. In the alleys, you'll fucking walk past like butcher shops, dude, and they all look amazing, you know? And like, you walk by like seafood places, and then there's a whole market too, and then little supermercados are like fucking bodegas and shit. There's no big grocery stores or big Walmarts or nothing, dude. I don't know how people find these places once they found them, you know? But
you mean how they find them again? You mean after they found them the first time?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, dude. I don't know how my the GPS was even working, bro. But it was pretty cool. But like, the one thing is that you'll be cruising all these fucking like alleys and walks and shops and restaurants and stuff, and then you hit like a plaza, right?
Yeah. Dude,
and I'd say like 1 out of 4 of those plazas had like gypsy clowns in it, right? So I kept saying like, America, expect stairs, you know, stairs and squid, and then we got to Barcelona. It's like labyrinths with clowns. Labyrinths and like, clowns. Jackie had like a really weird fucking lady who was out of her gourd, like just come right up to her face, dude. The lady had like black paint on her face, right over her eyes. She wasn't to have her all her teeth. She was like clicking and spitting when she was talking, like,
oh jeez.
And we're coming out of her mouth was gibberish, and she rolled up to my wife like, you know, some shit's going on, right? And like, this is the shit that's happening right now, and like, she's having this whole conversation like pointing and clicking and spitting at Jackie. Jackie's just standing there like, what in the actual fuck is happening right now? Yeah. And then the lady's like kind of nods her head and was like, right? And Jackie's just kind of shrugs her shoulder like, okay. And then he's like, and then she's like, I fucking know. And then she just left, and I was like, okay, you know. And like, so we find this like little restaurant. We're like,
so we found just crazy in Barcelona is what you did.
Yeah, dude, fucking, we're magnets for it. It usually comes to me, though. I did never see it deflect right off of me and go right on my wife. But it was entertaining for me because I hadn't seen that shit before. But dude, within 2 seconds, we got hustled while sitting at this table, right? So we sit down, and it's in an alley, dude. It's a restaurant in an alley. And this fucking clown rolls up, right? And she starts handing the kids balloon swords, right? And the waitress is like, don't do it. And I couldn't hear her, right?
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, okay, pay me now. I was like, oh, motherfucker. So, like, I reach in my pocket, and I was like, here's $5. Fucking leave me alone, you know? My buddy's like, dude, he goes, I saw you grabbing for the $5. And he goes, I was like, grab the dollar, man. Grab the fucking dollar. Don't give her $5. And the lady was like, She like the waitress is like, she's like, yeah, you don't want to deal with those people. She's like, just tell them no thank you. So we told all the kids, anytime you see a clown, go, no gracias, no gracias. Right? And wave your hand.
Yeah, dude, no gracias.
Dude, the kids fucking told that to everybody. Like, we'd be like, hey, you want to go over here? They'd be like to me, like, no gracias. I'm like, fucking chill, man. Like, you, it's meant for clowns, not meant for your dad. And they're like, and the difference is? I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you, man.
They saw you coming.
Yeah.
The fact, you know, Ellie, you give her a power like that, no gracias. Like, dude, she's going to wield that like freaking sword. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, dude, she was, dude, it was fucking.
I can just see her now with a little, the little, you know, attitude. No gracias.
Oh, dude. Bubs had the hand weight roll with it, too, man. It was great. Yeah, it was funny, man. But like, you know, it was cool, man. You know, we had a lot of good food. You know, there was a night we went to a seafood place, and like, dude, my kids polished off an entire thing of mussels, right? Like they ate everything. Ellie found out she loves razor clams. That's a variety of clam she had not tried before. Add that to her list of expensive food she likes. And then Bubs fucking ate, like, they both ate a bunch of them, but Bubs ate like fucking like a McDonald's large french fries worth of sardines.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, he was just what throwing them hell? In his mouth like fucking house and sardines. I'm like, I think sardines are fine, man, but like he was like, oh no, these are great, man. He was just eating them whole, tail, everything. I'm like, I didn't even slow him down to be like, I don't know which parts that, if there's any parts you're not supposed to eat. Right? But he was like, fuck that, dad. I am in.
He's that kid's going to be like one of those guys who can win one of those eating challenges that you like, eat anything kind of thing. Like, that's what it sounds like Bubs is going to be like.
Nah, he'd be the, Bubs is, Bubs is like, if he went on Fear Factor, they'd be like, he'd be like, make all the money.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. I was so funny. I was just using Bubs, and because dude, Frankie is—he always says he wants to try all this stuff, and I'm like, dude, that's awesome, you know. And that's what I was telling him, like, dude, Bubs. I literally told him the other day. I was like, Luke's son Bubs is like, and Ellie, they'll eat like sushi. They'll eat all kinds of things. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are just not exposed to as much stuff because mom and dad are boring eaters. But that doesn't mean you guys aren't gonna like it. You know what I mean? As you get older, yeah, and like have the opportunities to experience new things, like you guys might like it. You know, like Frankie, you used to eat nothing but bologna. Like that's what you know what I mean? Like he was living on bologna for like years. And I was like, and now like I can't buy bologna because you're like, I don't like bologna anymore. I'm like, see, your taste changes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so I'm like, next time we're around our bougie friends who are eating sushi and all the fun stuff that we don't eat, I'll tell them, you know, Frankie wants to try all this shit, you know? So, and I, you know, so yeah, you know, that's awesome that your kids get to experience that kind of stuff, man. Cause my kids definitely don't.
Dude, Bubs is more adventurous than I am. Like he doesn't, he's like, he'll try everything and he'll give you an honest opinion. Some shit he's just like, I don't care for that, dad. And other shit,
yeah.
I'm like, that looks really gross. And he's like, I'll eat all of it.
That's what I love about it, though. I love the fact that he's willing to try. He has no, like, preconceived, you know, like, oh, that looks gross, so I'm not going to try it. He's like, I don't care. I'll just eat it. That's fucking awesome.
Dude. He looked at it like, I don't have to do anything with this fish. I could just throw it in my mouth and eat it whole. Let's go. Dude, he was cracking me up, dude, when we were walking around. He ranked for me sitting, standing, lying down, or walking, or climbing stairs, right? Or running. Okay. Wait, what was it? Sitting, lying down, running, or climbing? He ranked them for me. So
sitting, lying down, running, and climbing. Okay, so I'm going, he's inactive. Well, no, this is Bubs we're talking. Laying down is number one.
Yep.
Sitting to running, climbing. So I think that was probably the order.
Actually, it was running was, laying down was his number one. Okay. Walking was his number two. Sitting was his number three. He admits he's not great at sitting. wait. And, yeah.
Wait, he admits he's not great at. You mean he can't stay seated?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
He has a hard time sitting down.
Like, is there a difference? He can't sit still.
No, like, there's a difference. Like you could, like Penny has a spring in her butt. Like she doesn't like sitting. Like, but she can knows how. It is in my head. It's like I picture him not. How do I sit down?
He knows how to sit. He's like, he goes, I'd rather be walking or laying down than sitting. So like, and then running and climbing were basically both. He liked running more than climbing. So climbing was in last.
Were they like complaining like about stairs more than you, or were they in for the stair climbing?
They didn't complain about shit the whole trip.
That's awesome.
They were just like, oh, we're just fucking eating out and being wild. Only at the end, Bubs is like, I miss home. And I was like, yeah, man, I get it. Like, you know, so.
Yeah, that's so cool, though. They're experiencing that shit, though, man. Those are some men. And they're old enough that they're going to remember them, the trip. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and, they did a lot, man. I mean, she tried razor clams. Like, we had this one restaurant, and they're like, do you want a kid's meal? And they both were like, no, I want clam pasta. Like, yeah. Like, cool, guys. You guys are gonna,
we don't eat off the kid's menu. What are you talking about?
They were both like, dude, we went to this. So you remember that steak joint I sent you the pictures of, right?
Yeah, yes.
Right. Walk in, okay. You could tell it's like a Michelin-style restaurant, right? I mean, it's fancy as fuck. The whole kitchen, as you can see in it, they got multiple aging rooms for drying meat, right?
Yeah.
But they got a whole fucking have cows hanging from in there that they're aging, crazy. Right? So, like, we order dinner, and, like, idiots, we fell into the trap of ordering things for the kids, right? We always say, you eat when I eat, you eat what I eat, right? Like, if we're going to a seafood place, you're eating fucking seafood. Okay, if you can't find something on the menu that you want to eat, then you just don't have to eat. That's okay, right? Like,
you guys are hardcore, man.
Yeah, we're like, look, you fucking figure something out. Try something, right? There's always something on the menu a kid can eat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kids don't have to eat just mac and cheese, like.
And that's why your kids eat that, and my kids eat mac and cheese because I'm just like, I don't want to hear you. Argue. I don't want to hear it. Just order the mac and cheese. It's just one meal.
Dude, happens 100% of the time is they're like, oh, fine. I'll just order the clams and pasta, right? Or some bullshit like that, okay? And then they'll come up and they'll get it and they'll fucking eat most of it and be like, that was really good. Like, they never are at the end and be like, yeah, I tried something. I hated it, right? At least my kids. Yeah,
it's great.
But, dude, so we go to this fucking steak joint, right? And, like, you order steak by the kilo there, right? And they're like,
well, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, we recommend 1 to 1.2 kilos per adult, right? So we're like, well, there's four of us. We ordered a lot of meat, bro. And,
not surprising.
Yeah, and so we order the kids' burgers, right? We're like, hey, we got you cheeseburgers. Because I'm thinking, like, cheeseburger at a steakhouse is going to be good. Oh, so, yeah. And then the other kid got chicken, right? So the burgers come down, right, in front of my kids, and then they bring out the steaks. And the steaks were like, you know, the old 96er from
like, Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors. I mean, they're gigantic fucking, just two of them, huge fucking steaks. And the guy starts, like, tableside, butch cut, slicing them all up and stuff. And both of my fucking kids were like, yeah, this burger sucks, Dad. And I'm like... Like, what do you mean? They're like, I want to try that steak. And I was like, you got a burger. Like, fucking chill out, man. This steak is like the same price as weed. Like, you can't buy the pound. I'm like, you can't fucking eat this steak. It's really expensive. And they were like, we got expensive taste. This burger sucks. And they refused to eat these fucking burgers, bro. They were like, fuck these burgers. We want that fancy steak. Give me the fucking steak, Dad.
You did it to yourself, man. No one to blame but yourself from that one, man.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Like, I can't not say no to that, right? Like.
Well, of course. You can't. You got to be proud of them for knowing, like, shit, well, this is what I really should be eating, not this fucking damn burger.
No, they're like, fuck this burger. I'm like, you're a kid. You're supposed to fucking love burgers. And they're like, I do love burgers, but not when there's fucking cocaine steak on the table.
So you
drug dealer steak.
So you split the steak evenly between the three of you?
I mean, it was more steak than all of us could eat anyway. So it didn't matter. But yeah, so
did you take the burgers to go? I mean,
go where, man?
Did you house a burger?
I didn't even waste my time looking. I didn't even physically make contact with that burger because I was so fucking focused on that steak. The steak was amazing. Like, what
cut was it?
I don't know, bro. It was in Spanish, man, and it was the biggest.
No, but you can look kinda, at the. You go look at. You've one eaten looked, enough steaks.
One looks more fatty than the other. That's all I can tell
you. But I mean, okay.
Like, I wish I could tell you.
It wasn't clearly the ribeye or the. It wasn't clearly like the porterhouse with half the.
They have ribeyes there, and the guy did not recommend it. He was like, "I don't recommend the ribeye," and I forget the reason why.
Got it.
But yeah, dude, he
by the time he hit your plate, it was already butchered anyway, so it didn't have the. You didn't know anyway, Scott.
Well, I saw him cut it up, but yeah.
Sounds amazing. I've only been to like one really, really. I mean, I've been to like Mastro's and Ruth's Chris and stuff like that, like those fancy steakhouses, but I've never been to like the only type of like international type steakhouse I've ever been to was a Brazilian steakhouse once and had some like super fancy cut of steak. And it was amazing.
I've been a place where they, like, we ordered a tomahawk, Jackie and I. Right. And they'll cut the tomahawk off the bone and slice it. Right.
Yeah.
But this was way fancier. So.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like it. It sounds amazing.
Ugh. Yeah. So, but yeah, dude, there was that. And let's see. I also found one of my new favorite drinks while I was there. Dude, they have
outside. We've already found you, this is your second favorite drink. All right, let's
go. No, this is better than the Tintade Verano, right?
This is better than the house wine.
This is better than the lemonade wine. yeah, I want to make sure I'm deleting some of these things off my list because I put all my notes on my jointery list.
The Rose Palmer.
Yeah. but no, it was lemon beer. Dude, it was like a Radler, right? Kind of a beer. You ever heard of Radler?
Radler?
Yeah, I've
never heard of a Radler. No,
it's like a fruity beer, right?
Like a cider kind of.
No, it'd be like usually like a citrus, like an orange or a grapefruit or
like a Blue Moon kind of like a
it's more fruity than that. Dude, I'm just telling you this. This lemon beer that I was drinking, okay?
Okay.
I was drinking a lemon beer, and Bubs was drinking a lemon Fanta, okay?
Yeah.
It almost tastes the same. Except I can tell you, after I slammed two of those suckers, I was buzzing. So, it was dangerous shit, dude. I'm looking for lemon beer here. I'm going to go to the liquor store and try to find it. So,
I mean, you can't order it online from
Beers R Us? I don't know.
I mean, I assume online. You can. These days, I figure you can get anything any from anywhere online. You know what I mean? Like,
it's possible. Maybe
you could find somebody to brew it yourself. You know, brew yourself some.
Yeah,
lemon beer, hoppy hops.
So that was cool. Let's see what else I got on this list. It's so many. Like, oh yeah, I did have the meat sweats. I had that. Oh, interesting thing with it. It's a steak joint, right? Yeah. So the guy was there, right? And he was cutting up the steak, right? And before he put it on the plate, right? The dude goes and finds like a nice chunk of fat from the steak that he just cut up. And he greased the plate with the fat before putting the steak slices on the plate.
Ooh. I see. So he pre-seasoned the plate with the flavor.
With the beef fat.
Yeah, I love that. I'm so in for that. That sounds amazing,
dude. It was really amazing. They're cooking those steaks though at an insane temperature. So because they were like the fat was all completely rendered and crispy, and but the meat was still medium rare in the middle. So
sounds so good, dude.
Debbie's mom.
Debbie's mom brought over some chicken last weekend. It's called Susie Wow. I don't know who that is. I don't know if that's the person who created the marinade or whatever it is. But, dude, some of the best goddamn chicken I've ever had in my life. I mean, this stuff just, it just was so tender. And, like, the flavor was just, oh, my God. I just can't explain it. It's like, it was just amazing. It was some of the best chicken I've ever had. Susie Wow. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if that's like a known brand or whatever, but fuck, man. That Susie, she knows how to fucking marinate a chicken.
Hey, Susie, you cooking some chicken, all right. I'll come over to Susie's house with some chicken.
That's Susie, man. She knows what she's doing. That's why she's like, Susie. Maybe that's why it's called that. Susie, wow. Shit was good.
I mean, it'd be pretty convenient if her last name was Wow, though.
I know. Man, it was so good.
Dude, another thing that was Wow. So we went to this one restaurant, this tiny little joint, dude. And I think it was the best meal of the trip, bro. So we ordered, it was rigatoni with ragu, right?
Yeah.
What do you think that comes to the table looking like? What do you think that is?
Rigatoni and ragu. I mean, it's
it was a meat big ragu.
Yeah, so looking like a sloppy Joe kind of on the table, with noodles. No, because
like rigatoni, I thought was like it's tubes.
Big, it is. It is the big tube.
Yeah. So that was not what came to the table. The only way I can describe it is like imagine if you rolled out an 8x10 flat sheet of pasta. Right? Thin.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, a pasta sheet. Okay.
And you cooked it. Okay. And then you laid like a meat sauce. And when I say a meat sauce, just whatever the best amazing meat sauce you've ever had, and just realize it was better than that. Okay. It was, it's the only way to describe it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like we were like, holy shit, that was amazing. Be like, you will call that amateur hour after this.
Yeah.
So thin layer that, and then they roll it up fucking like a pinwheel. Right. And then they slice it like a sushi and then turn them 90 degrees and they put them on a plate, right? And so, like, if you look at it, it's a little spiral noodle with meat rolled into it. And, dude, holy double fucking shit. Like, it was insane. I ate one and I could not – even Ellie and the kids and everyone else was like, we should order, like, four more of these. It was amazing.
How big? What's the diameter on one of these things?
Like they're like the size of like a quarter.
Oh, they were that small?
Yep. And they were like, it was like maybe like an inch tall, right? Inch and a quarter.
Okay.
And, you know, so like you're talking about like a small sushi roll.
And like a scallop. Like the size of a scallop, it sounds like.
Even smaller, potentially, yes.
Okay.
And then they also had these like they did pulled pork that was with honey, mustard, and some other shit inside of, like, lettuce cups. That was, like, so good, dude. I can't even tell you. And, like, I like fish, you know. But they had this cod dish there that it was, like, a salted cod on some kind of thing that was, like, the consistency of hummus. But it tasted somewhere between, like, hummus and, like, a sweet potato. And... oh, dude. Holy shit. And then after we ate all that, you know, I was like, hey, we need to go for a walk. And we want to get some gelato. And they were like, oh, yeah, go to the best gelato in the entire world. Right. And they told us to go to this gelato place. And like it was, you know, it had a fucking like amusement park style line in front of the fucking place. But it went well enough. Dude, this gelato was bonkers. So it was the best.
What flavor did you go with?
Hazelnut. Dude, I'm telling you, like when I was talking to people in line and they were like,
that's the pro move.
They're like, we come here all the time and like how amazing it is. And like four people there said the hazelnut was the best. So that's what I got. And it did not disappoint. It was amazing. We had a lot.
That's awesome.
We had a lot of gelato. So.
Dude. So overall, the food experience was amazing.
Food was amazing. You'd say? Yep. I've got a question for you. Something I learned there.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you know what an espadrille is?
No, that sounds like some sort of drug that you would take for like.
I'm high on espadrilles.
Blood thinning drill. I don't know. Don't forget to take your espadrille.
Okay, like a medicine. Yeah.
Yeah, medicine.
I'm gonna prescribe you 22 cc's of espadrille.
Espadrille.
It's a shoe.
Okay.
It's a shoe. You know, I learned that.
I thought a zapato was in Spanish a shoe.
Yeah, no, it's like a type of shoe.
Oh, okay.
Zapatos is shoes.
Zapatos. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which my Spanish was coming back to me. It was nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. That sounds like great.
Yeah.
Dude, you ever go to a fast you frequent the same places a lot? Like,
oh yeah.
To the point where people like know you, right? Like you're like me, where like people you walk in and they know you by name kind of thing.
I think a lot of people think I'm an Uber a DoorDash driver.
Uber Eats.
Cuz like we don't go and like eat at a lot of restaurants enough to do it, but we pick up from restaurants a lot. So they see me come into the same five restaurants like every week, and they're like, "Oh, is that fat DoorDash driver who always steals fries out of their customers' food?" Like that's what I get. Because I'll jam my hand in there and pull a fry out right at the counter. You know, they'll be like, "God damn, that's rude for DoorDash driver," but we don't care. Like, yeah. Hold on one sec. Hold on. Yes, come in. Bye. Bye. Tell your mom? Huh? You tell your mom? No. Okay. She's here. Find her. Do I have to find her? Yes. I'm doing a podcast. God damn. Fucking kid. Dude, I had like three straight weeks of her. I love her to death, man, but her and I are too much alike. It's exhausting. So she loves working over adults, which is hilarious. So
yeah,
She didn't want to hang out with the kids the whole trip, right, Ellie? And so she wanted to hang out with the adults, you know. And
of course, she's at that age, man. It's all over. There's no more. You know, she's gonna be. It's trending that way where she's gonna want to be with you guys more than the kids. You know, Penny's the same way.
Oh, we told her she could babysit the kids. So.
You offer to pay her, and that's where she's the little perk up.
Yeah, she made a lot of money.
Yeah. But anyway, so I went to my I frequent a lot of the same food places, and people, you know, I'm an outgoing person. I talk.
You're recognizable.
Especially, yeah. So I go to last night, I go to pick up sandwiches from one of my favorite spots, Firehouse Subs, and I walk in, and the manager lady, like the chick who runs the place, she was like, "Oh man, I'm so glad you were here. This is my last day." And she was all excited to she was moving on to a new place, and she was so excited that I was there. She's like, "I'm so glad you came in on my last day." Like, you know, it was just funny. Like, Debbie's like, "Only you like have like food place employees that you have relationships with." You know what I mean? Like, she was genuinely happy that you came in and she saw you on her last day. This is just a random employee of a sandwich shop. You know what I mean? But like, it's just, you know, Debbie's like, "You're hilarious, man."
She's, well, yeah, you don't fuck with you be kind to the people that who were making your food.
Oh,
you never heard of that shit before?
It's just, she just thinks it's hilarious that, like, you know, I frequent these places enough to that they're, you know, they're so sad that, like, I don't think she would have been sad that she didn't see me, but she was happy that that she saw me, you know. Like, it was just funny. It was just I love going to places where they know your name. You know what I mean? It's like fucking just like Norm from Cheers,
dude. Right? My grandpa was like that, man. Like, every time we went there, they knew exactly what he was going to fucking order before he even sat down, you know? So
I had a sandwich place like that on lock. Where the place where me and Debbie used to live in Orange, there was a place where I'd walk in and the owner knew me so well that he'd just be like, he'd start making my sandwich as soon as he walked in the door. I didn't even have to fucking order. And you know how much your boy loves that shit. When you could just walk in and don't have to order. Come on, dude. That's like that's the status that I'm hoping for everywhere. I want it. The moment I can get to the spot, like I'm the Mecca, bro. The sandwich named after me. So I'm still reaching for that. I'm trying to get to that level, but I haven't got there yet.
So I've only achieved that with once. But I think that the dish that I was my regular dish there would be disappointing to you. I think your regular dish at your places where you've reached that status is way better than what mine was.
What was yours? I want to know.
It was a Greek chicken salad. When I was working at Univision, they had this bar across the street that was in a basement, and I was so angry at half the people there most of the time that I just wanted to sit at a bar by myself and eat lunch, right? Yeah. I wanted to be completely antisocial. And it was dark, and I'd sit in the back, right? And the bartender there would always be like, as soon as you saw me, Greek salad with chicken, right? I ordered that thing so many times. They had a like four menu changes to the restaurant over the course I was there, and like they took that salad off the menu once, and it was like for like 2 weeks of me coming in there and being like, "Yo, like, when's the salad coming back?" And finally, they're like, but it's, you know, it doesn't really fit with our theme. I'm like, fuck that. That salad was like one of the best things you sold.
And we stopped serving. We stopped ordering the ingredients for that salad.
Yeah. Like, just fucking order some pizza or pitas, man. Like, how much does a package of pitas cost? Like, fucking smash down a burger bun and tell me it's a pita. I don't care. Like,
if I bring in my own pita, you make the sandwiches. I'll keep you stocked in pita if you'll just make the sandwiches.
It almost got there, dude. What was yours?
Oh no, dude! My sandwich. I used to go to this spot, this place called Togo's, and it was it's a sandwich spot out here in California.
Yeah,
and it was a roast beef turkey. It was like a club.
You sure it was called sandwich. Togo's and not Togo's?
We all called it Togo's. It was probably Togo's. I don't know. It was just one of those regional things. I think everybody just called it Togo's.
All right, sure.
But he made it the same way every time. It was roast beef, turkey with I got the yellow American the cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
And then mayonnaise, mustard, oil, vinegar, salt and pepper, lettuce. The peppers, what are those peppers?
Pepperoncini?
Pepperoncinis. And then he rolled it up, cut it in half. Oh, that's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
That I thought about. Are you, when you make sandwiches at home, do you wrap them up before eating them?
What do you mean?
I just heard this. Yeah, I heard this the other day from somebody somewhere. I forget where I was watching some show or some TikTok, probably, to be honest. that's another funny thing. Everybody always says, I saw it on some show. It was TikTok, actually.
Yeah.
That's like the new thing now. They were saying that after you make a sandwich, that you're supposed to wrap it up in some sort of the fucking paper, like they use at butcher shops, or like the brown, you know, type of paper. Like the whole thing is supposed to wrap it up and then cut it and then leave it sitting there in the wrapper for a few minutes before you eat it, because that's supposed to like help mold or blend all the flavors and stuff together and stuff like that. So that's I had never heard of this before. I just assume people just wrapped up their sandwiches at shops because that's, you know, you're buying something there. But they were saying it's an actual thing where you wrap up your sandwich, you cut it, and you leave it sitting there for a few minutes to, like, you know. Have you ever heard of this process?
I mean, I'm not making that kind of sandwich at home, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of it. Every fucking TikTok video where they make a sandwich, they seem to wrap that shit up you know?
Yeah. And there's a reason for it, apparently. I just thought they were, you know, just wrapping it up to wrap it up. But there's like a, but yeah, no, the sandwich spot that I used to go to, that's how they used to do it. And it was fucking amazing. I just love the fact that, you know, I would walk into a spot. It's just like that, you know, I don't know. It's like that feeling. It's just a special feeling. I don't know how to explain it. You know, you just feel.
It's fancy. I dig it.
Yeah.
Speaking of wrapping it up, when I was in Barcelona, I saw a store that sold condoms that had a dressing room.
You try them on?
I think so.
In case you don't know what size you need.
I mean, they had so many condoms, bro. Like, maybe it's like, hey, you want to try out a couple and see what you think? Like, we got a TV back there. I don't know.
Is there a condom you have to wear first to then slip on the other condom? I assume you're not just...
like when you go try shoes and you got no socks?
Yeah. I mean, they can't be just wasting all these condoms, letting people try them on and then throwing them away. There's got to be some sort of...
I mean, but if you're going to get designer condoms, man, you might want to, maybe this is like an experience that you don't know about, bro.
My brain is going in so many directions right now. I have so many questions I have to ask these people. I mean, like,
this is why you got to travel more, bro. You run into some shit where you're like, wait, what? What the fuck is that? Like, dude, I sent you all those seeds that I found. With all the different, they're like the titty plants and the naked lady peppers. Did you look at those?
Yeah, yeah.
The vagina fruit.
Yeah.
That was huge, wildly popular there. But yeah, saw a fucking condom shop with so changing funny. Room. It's like, I was really, you know, if I wasn't with my family, I want to ask some questions. I also found a place that made dick waffles and vagina waffles. You know, you've seen those occasionally.
Yeah.
Dude, I found a place that has them, man.
That's hilarious.
I was like, I looked at Jackie and she was like, I don't know. She's like, I don't want you to go in there. I was like, what? Because you think I'm trying to stuff an entire dick waffle in my mouth in one bite? She's like, that's exactly what I think I'm going to want you to do. I just don't need to see that. It's like, and you'll probably film it and fucking put it on Instagram. I'm like, you told me it'd be weird. She's like, I think you're taking this the wrong way, dude. So,
man, dude, that's so funny. Dude, so overall,
wait,
it was
so there's another wait. There's a couple more interesting things, dude.
So
in Europe, they're in Spain at least. Do you know their elevators? What the ground floor is zero.
I didn't know that. That seems weird.
Well, like the first floor is one, right?
The ground floor is so it would be like lobby here. I guess that's
but
how
like,
it is here.
But like too. In here, it's not lobby first floor, second floor. It's lobby second floor.
Is it?
They consider the first floor one.
I guess you're right. I mean, I guess I guess that makes sense. Again, I have to go next time I'm in a hotel. I'm gonna have to. It does go straight to two. I guess you're right. I think it does.
Yeah. So. I don't know. That is like, interesting. Like everything flying around there bird-wise was either a pigeon or a parrot. There's these like green parrots that were everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We have those here
in
California. They've brought somebody brought them over.
And now there's parrots flying around everywhere?
Yeah, and like where I used to live in Orange, California, there's a like numerous packs of them. Or not packs, flocks. And they'll just at like a certain time of day, a big old flock of green parrots will come flying through the neighborhood and they like stay in the trees and stuff all around in the neighborhood. And so I got some great video of some of them flying by me.
Yeah.
I got a great video of it.
cool. Please share it with me.
I will.
All right. So let's see. I think I'm close to done on this trip thing, man. I mean, there's more to it, but I think it's more like, you know.
Oh, wait. You haven't told us. Did you? I know the answer because I asked you, but you haven't told the fans. Did you have any of those? Did you find any of those weed clubs that you said you wanted to try out?
No. I wanted to. And dude, to be honest with you, so like we went to the wedding and then we went to an after party. It was at some dude's house. Like at the after party, like I get a tap on the shoulder, like, "Hey man, you want to go back in the alley and smoke some weed?" I was like, "Fucking yeah, let's go." So I go to a group of dudes back there. The guy pulls out a bowl and he packs up the bowl. I'm thinking to myself, like this is not the way I was hoping my back alley weed smoking.
That seems very un-European, like a bowl. I heard most people smoke joints over there and stuff like that. They don't.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy, you know, I don't even know if he packed it up. He starts passing his bowl around, you know, and I took a hit on the bowl, and I was like, bro, it reminded me of like Mexican swag in like the in like the late 90s is where that weed tasted like it was from. And I was like, oh God, it's harsh. I'm like, it's, I'm like, this is gross. So I whip out my weed pen. I'm like, you want to try some real shit? And the guy was like, what? I'm like, hit this. I'm like, just don't hit it too hard. And he took my pen and he took a huge drag.
Kill somebody.
He took a huge drag off of it. And I thought he was going to pass out. He was like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, that's what American weed tastes like. America, motherfucker. Like, I don't want to represent my country for anything other than our drugs are exceptional.
Yeah, man, they're not ready for that shit over there. Obviously, it sounds like they're still stuck in the 90s when it comes to their weed levels.
Exactly. Yeah, the rest of it was cool, man. Like there's some great architecture there. I think I sent you some pictures and told you about the Gaudi guy
yesterday. You sent me the picture of the church yesterday. A group of those pictures.
I can't even describe that church in words, bro. It doesn't.
Yeah, those were amazing. Those were amazing.
Yeah, and. And yeah, that was pretty much it. And then the airport food, dude, on the way back, like we got these ham baguettes that were just small, soft baguettes with prosciutto in them. That was like one of the best sandwiches I had on the whole entire trip. And I got it in the fucking airport, and it was like in a stack of sandwiches in a cooler.
Oh, shut up.
It was a pre-wrap,
see? Pre-wrapped sandwiches, though. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Barcelona does good with a pre-wrap. They needed to start getting into the pre-rolls. So, oh, it was funny, though, when we were at that church, right? Yeah. I turn around, and there's a woman who is the same exact height as Jackie, okay? And had the same exact hair, and they were wearing similar colored outfits. And I was like, oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuckity fuck. Hold on. I'm like, I'm going to keep losing my wife. I know it for sure, dude. I'm like, this is totally going to happen. Hold on.
Doppel Jackie.
It was, dude. It was total doppel Jackie. How does chronological go in your...
Any like, you know, worry, like any, you know, did you get lost walking around at any point?
No.
I know you get lost a lot. No.
Okay. Well, it was like, yeah, it was kind of to get lost. It was like left, right, left, left. Here, wait, hold on, dude. Let's send you this picture. You're gonna fucking laugh your ass off. Okay. Did you get it?
Not yet. Oh, here it is.
Wow!
Wife, right? Same exact hair. Was she wearing glasses
and,
too?
And the tops were almost the same. Yeah, she's wearing similar glasses.
That is hilarious. You guys, how did you not have them stand next to each other and take a picture?
Dude,
I mean that's as close. I mean the picture is as close as pretty damn close to that. But
dude, I mean like her hair was a little bit lighter, right? But man. Like,
I mean, it's like pretty damn.
Because like when you're in a group of people, right?
Yeah.
I always look for my wife's hair. That's like her. She's got awesome hair. So like, it makes her stand out. Like when you're looking for Debbie, what do you look for?
Yeah, well, I mean, same. I mean, her hair, her height, her tits.
Titties.
They're exceptional.
Oh, those are my tits.
They're exceptional.
Your wife's tits and my hair. Top notch, bro. I feel like I'm winning. Oh my god! Yeah, it was a great trip, you know. And
Sounds like it, man.
And I was really looking forward to going to the Bahamas, but some fucking dickhead gave me COVID while we were there. So,
yeah, that's amazing to me. That I mean, we don't have to get into that, but just to be so fucking like self fucking unaware.
Look,
to do that type of shit, to come to a fucking event right after being so sick, and then her boyfriend's sick, and fucking like no mask, no nothing. Like, dude, what a fucking dude, dumbass.
I'm just saying, man, look, I know there's a lot of smart people out there, but in general, Americans are pretty fucking stupid, right? We don't learn lessons easily, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like nobody fucking remembered the lockdown. Right? And quarantine and wearing masks for two fucking plus years. Right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
COVID didn't go away. It just died down. And like, if you're fucking sick and it's COVID or it's the flu or a cold or whatever, like, it's a nice courtesy to not try to give that to other fucking people. Like, like, just put a fucking mask on. Don't be a fucking dick. Yeah. Look, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, no, nah, fuck that, masks are stupid, fucking stop listening to the podcast. We don't have enough listeners anyways. Losing one or two is just really going to be like, whatever. It's fine. Okay? Fucking treat people with respect. Wear fucking masks. And if you're going to be a fucking asshole, just don't come around me ever. Like, ever. Yeah. Like, and I'm going to be okay with that.
Yeah. You're sick. You're gonna, don't go...
If you do don't that shit people. And I stop talking to you, you're going to learn real quick that we weren't as good of friends as you thought we were. Okay? Our relationship cannot sustain that. So, fuck that fucking shit. So, yeah. So, well, I should have been
I'm glad you're okay,
beach bro. Right now drinking fucking hurricanes, like, poolside, listening to my kids splash in the water for 8 hours a day. That's what I should be. Instead, I'm sitting here congested, printing fucking ninja swords for bubs. So,
equally as fun. I mean, you know.
Then a an all inclusive resort in the Bahamas?
No.
With my in laws for their 50th wedding anniversary?
I know, man. I know you're upset. I know.
It was
bullshit.
It was bullshit. So, yeah, it's fine. I'm going to get to go on the dude. It was amazing how many things my wife had ready for me is like a backup to me not all of a sudden with this influx of free time, right? She was like, oh, no, you don't, big boy. I got shit for you to do. Here is your list. Dude, she texted me in podcast. It was like, let's talk about these tree limbs. I'm like,
Jesus. And you guys both have COVID. She has no chill, this wife of yours. She's like,
no, bro. Like, and she yells at me for not having chill. So,
that's like, so funny, man. Like, a man can't even relax when he's sick,
dude. It's like I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was a dude, and he was like staring at his wife, and he was slowly sitting down in a chair, right? And his wife says nothing, sits down, pulls the blanket up. He's pulling it up towards his neck, right? Pulled up higher and higher. As soon as he leans back and lets the blanket go, his wife's like, hey, can you get me a water? Dude, I'll tell you how little chill my wife has. And I love my fucking wife. I had it. She bought this stupid ass, she got this stupid ass chandelier on Craigslist for free. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She asked me to put it up. So I take down the light that we had in the kitchen. I go to put this thing up. I realize immediately there's no way to hang it. Hang on a sec. What's up? What? No.
Oh, I just wanted to.
Okay. Hey, we're getting there. I love you. He's coming to check on his blades.
Well, of course. I'm surprised you haven't had more check-ins.
Dude, I don't know. He has been on it, dude. He fucking, like, I got the notification on my phone that the printer was done, and he came running out within 2 seconds later, was like, it's done, Dad, it's done. I'm like, okay, man. What were we talking about before I got so interrupted?
Jackie, no chill.
Oh, no fucking chill. So, dude, realize this new light can't go up, right? Just there's like, I got a 200-year-old house. Like, I don't have the can in the ceiling that I can screw fucking new thing to. I've got a pipe coming out. with wires coming out of the pipe. I don't know. Like, it's not a, like a piece of conduit. It's like a lead pipe. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is this. I was like, all I know is I can't hang this shit from that. So I was like, I got to put the old one up, dude. And I couldn't fucking figure out how to put that old one back up, dude. I took it apart. I put it back together. 55 fucking ways, dude. The wires are starting to come undone. Like, it's really mess. And I was like, hey, can you help me out real quick? I was like, I need you to hand help me with this. She's like, okay. So I thought they were knocking on the door again. I was like, okay. So I realized that I needed to turn off the circuit breaker, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So hang on. No. I wanted to get the roll of electrical tape. I had it up in my office. I said, yeah. I'm going to go run upstairs and grab this piece of tape. I'm going to run right back down. I'll be right back. I run upstairs to get the tape. I come back down. She's not there. And I'm like, hey, where you at? She decided to do a load of laundry.
And I was like, second.
And I was like, I told you I'd be 2 seconds. She's like, I don't know how long that is. I'm like, I know you don't like know the concept of like how time works. I'm like, but 2 seconds and run up and get some. I'm like, I was hoping you'd still be here, not like starting some other fucking project. She's like, well, she's like, it needed to get done and you don't understand. And I'm like, of course, fucking asshole. I love her to death, man. Sometimes she just stresses me out. So
did you get the light up?
Yeah, we got the fucking light up. It took us fucking like 3 hours, bro. Oh,
Jesus.
It was horrible. And like I was so nervous when I turned on the breaker back on that it was gonna explode. And then when like we put all the lights in, there's like 6 light bulbs in this thing. And I'm like, if one of these fucking light bulbs doesn't work, I'm gonna completely lose my shit. Like, there's no way around it, dude. Like, as far as we come, I'm like, I will lose my fucking shit. So, yeah, dude.
Damn.
So, I don't know.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, how was your week, dude? We're already an hour and 10, man. I've been rambling nonstop.
Oh, dude, this podcast was all about you and your trip, bro. I mean, I knew that's we were supposed to do it on Wednesday when you got back, but you were out of commission with COVID. And I've talked to you a few times, and we've tried to keep it to general topics, so we didn't talk about all the stuff you wanted to talk about on the podcast, which is such a funny our midweek conversations. Sometimes are so funny to me because I know we both want to talk to each other about what we want to talk on the podcast, so we just basically like, oh, so how's it going? Good. How are you? Good. And like keep it everything so like general.
Dude, it's like talking so to somebody funny. You're mad at. Right?
It's like I so badly want to tell you something. I'm like, I can't tell him that. Having to edit our conversations pre-week is hilarious to me.
I want to tell you this, but fuck you, man. Like, so pissed at you. No, it was a good week, and you know, I'm bummed out we're not in the Bahamas, but
of course. You know,
I think I can end this on a funny one. Okay. Okay. Because this podcast has been boring as fuck. So I learned, like, how often do you learn something new about some shit that your kids do, like a habit they have or like something they do that you had no fucking clue was a thing?
I mean, I'm always surprised. I mean, I find out little things here and there all the time. So, I mean.
Could I share one that I recently learned about my daughter?
Please, I'd love to hear it.
So, we got the freezer, right, where it's a drawer, it pulls out, and you got to, like, scoop out your own ice. There's no ice maker or some shit, right?
Got it, yeah.
So, for, like, a year now, okay, in the ice maker, there's a cup that we use to scoop out the ice, and there's been a small piece of Tupperware in there, one of these glass ones with a lid on it, okay? It's like, it's like the one that you would put sauce in, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like a ramekin size cup.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 3 inches, right? It's not real. It's like, so it's been in there. It's got an orange top, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at this thing. I never once picked out this thing or looked at it, right? Okay. So we're sitting there yesterday, and Ellie, we pull out the pizza, and she goes, oh, good, pizza. I'm going to get some pepperoni. And I was like, what? She runs to the freezer, pulls out that little ramekin, pops it open, and starts pulling out slices of pepperoni. Okay? Slams the lid shut, tosses it back in there. Right?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck just happened? And she's like, what? She's like, I'm like, do you have a secret pepperoni stash in the freezer that you've had for like a year now? She's like, yes. I thought my daughter didn't like pepperoni, right?
Okay. Yeah.
She's like, no. I like cold pepperoni, right? So she's like, pepperoni that's been cooked, but you eat it cold, okay?
Okay, so she's been freezing her own pepperoni, and every time you have pizza, she's been pulling it out and putting it on there?
Dude, so like...
So she eats cold pepperoni on her hot pizza?
No, she eats it like a snack. As like a side dish to the pizza.
Oh, got it.
Dude, and the thing is that I'm pretty sure she convinced Bubs that he doesn't like pepperoni. So what happens is he'll peel off all the slices, okay? And then, like, so I'll see, like, where the pizza was out, right? And there'll be, like, a slice or nothing left. But there'll be, like, a stack of pepperoni. And I'll take a couple of pepperoni. I'll eat them right there. But if I walk past and they've been out for a minute, they disappear. I assume Jackie was eating them. But no, it's Ellie. She's been snagging them and throwing them in the freezer. Right?
That's crazy.
So she's secret pepperoni stash. So I asked her about it yesterday. And she's like, you want to try one? I'm like, this sounds incredibly like some stupid kid shit to me, but sure, whatever. So she brought me one today, right? She's like, hi, Dad, it's time. Dude, I think she's on to something.
Frozen pepperoni chips.
Dude, I'm not talking about pepperoni that you haven't cooked yet, okay?
No, I get it. Okay? Pre-cooked pepperoni. Yeah.
That's been frozen, okay?
Yeah.
So I take one, okay? And it's not frozen like a fried fruit. It's just really cold, but it's still soft. Like the fat doesn't freeze all the way, right?
Oh,
and so you pop it in your mouth, and it's cool, and then you get hit with like a layer of the pepperoni salt, right? And then the fat melts, right? The fat warms up, and the fat starts to drip into your mouth, okay? And then then you get the feeling that it's been hanging out with pizza is the only way to describe it, right? Okay? Like, I know you've been somewhere, and it's somewhere that I like, right? Okay?
In my head, I'm just picturing, like, a cartoon pepperoni hanging out on the corner with a bunch of pizza around a fucking, like, 50-gallon drum. Burning wood. You've been hanging out with pizza again, haven't you?
Exactly.
It's been around pizza.
Maybe that should be our shirt. Maybe that should be our next shirt. You've been hanging out with pizza, haven't you?
Write that down, bro.
Okay, I'm writing it down. That was a good one.
Fucking people, how we have people listening to this shit, it's amazing to me.
And you know what, and because I'm gonna put out that Beef and Stuff shirt soon, okay, and this could be the follow-up to that. You've been hanging out with pizza, haven't you?
And I have a whole cartoon in my head. I can picture the whole thing. God, dude. It's all dark. There's like one street light. Again,
it's the Italian side of town. Yeah. They're all sitting there hanging out, just trying to avoid cannoli.
What's that? What's the one? ChatGPT, the one that draws them. What's that one?
Oh, Magellan.
We gotta get this on Magellan fast.
I gotta pay for that fucking subscription, bro.
Oh my god, bro.
Yeah, I feel so like that's funny. Something I need in my life, but yes. So,
frozen. Okay, I'm gonna try it because we eat pizza all the time, and so I'm gonna give it a try because,
like, it's
why not?
It's like so. I told her is that what I think we're gonna do is we're gonna try to imitate that experience, right? So my thought is that I'm going to sprinkle some like shredded mozzarella, right, onto some pepperonis and cook them and see what they taste like. and see like how that is. We'll see if we can. Oh, okay. We're going to do some testing, I think, and try to see if we can fake it. Because the idea of just ordering a pizza and then removing all the pepperoni from the pizza to eat in a different way later. I mean, I get it. She's not wrong. But, like, I really do love pepperoni on pizza. So it's very – it's hard, dude.
You might be messing with something because it's not going to have – it's got to – you remember, it's got to feel like it's been around pizza. So
I mean, you know what it is? It's like if your kids don't like pepperoni, it's great. Because then you order them a pepperoni pizza. You peel off all the pepperonis, okay, and you give them the cheese, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah,
they're not going to complain. They're going to be like, "What's this grease on top? It tastes delicious." I'm like, "Yeah, it's from the flavor you removed, dickheads."
Yeah, it's like cooking with onions and taking the onions out. It still leaves the flavor. You get the flavor, but you don't, you know, have to eat the onions.
So
yeah,
I don't know. But if you can figure out a way to try this, Ben, I'm going to tell you right now.
I mean, dude, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. You have to report back to me on the and
Penny will be in. I'll be like, dude, Ellie has this great idea. Penny will be like, let's fucking do that shit. Penny is my roll dog, dude. Like anything like that, she's like, let's fucking. She makes her own ice, by the way. We have an ice machine.
Yeah,
but Penny uses her own ice machine. Like she makes her. She still hand.
That.
She's very old school. She has ice trays that she and they're all different, like little. Cute little like rainbows and stuff like that, but we were out of ice the other day, right? Our ice machine, because Debbie, we forgot to order the filter, the replacement for the fridge, and it turns out that when you don't replace the filter, it like the ice production gets like they cut it. I don't know the computer, whatever it does. I don't know, but we were running low on ice. And Penny is like, Dad, don't worry, I got you. And she reaches in her fucking, she's got her little tin. She unscrewed it, and it was full of ice. And I was like, sweet. Little prepper girl, man. She's on it. Fucking love it.
Dude, that is fucking funny. You know, wait. Okay, so I can I tell one more Barcelona story, and then we can cut it?
Yeah, man.
I know it's long. So the one thing I taught Bubs this trip, how to play it cool. Right? I've been working with
him. He's been doing that since he was born.
No,
baby.
No, but using it to sneak into places, right?
Oh.
So like this, we stopped at this hotel, right?
Your kids are going to be fucking mastermind criminals, bro.
Oh, dude.
I swear to God. Bubs, you're raising Lex Luthor and whatever the equivalent of a girl Lex Luthor is.
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, there you go.
Dude, so we're at this hotel. And previously, like a couple of people had been up on the roof deck and they had some drinks and they were like, it was incredible. So the group of them went up there, right? Because they wanted to get a drink and they couldn't get up there because it was overfilled, right? And they're like, and they told me, they're like, you got to go up there just to look at this roof deck. It was incredible, right? And I was like, okay. I was like, Bubs, let's go. He's like, okay, Dad, let's go. And they said, but you're not going to be able to get up there. I look at them, I'm like, I just kind of chuckled, and I look at Bubs, I was like, we're getting up there, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So he kind of looks at me, I go, Bubs, I'm going to teach you a very invaluable life lesson. It's called playing it cool. He was like, okay. Yeah. I go, basically what you got to do is you act like you belong where you're going. And when somebody asks you about why you're there or what you're doing, you just need to act like I deserve to be there, and I've been there. Right.
Yeah.
I go, so put your sunglasses on because sunglasses help. Right. So we both roll out of this. We get up, take the elevator up, wearing our sunglasses the whole time. Right. Okay. I walk up to the hostess. I can see there's a line there. Right. And she goes, can I help you? I go, yeah. I go, I'm just checking to see if my friends are up here. I'll be right back. She's like, oh, okay, go ahead. So Bubs and I told Bubs, I'm like, just follow me. If I'm walking, don't stop. Right?
Yeah.
He was like, okay. Yeah. So we walk right in, and like, now we're in the club. Right?
Yeah.
And I go, what do you think? He goes, we just walked in here. I go, yeah, but we're not supposed to be up here, but now we're up here. What do you think? He's like, that was pretty cool. I'm like, it's because we were playing it cool. And I go, did you hear what I told her? He goes, yeah. He goes, you're up here to look for your friends. I said, well, guess what, Bubs? I go, I found him. He goes, you found your friends? I go, yeah, it's you. I didn't tell her I brought my friend with me, but I brought my friend up here, and now you're here. So now my friend is here. And he was like, he looked at me for like a good like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he just like, he kind of pulled down his glasses a little bit, looked me in the eye and was like, I get it. And like, put him back on. And I was like, let's check it out, bro. And he was like, yeah. And then like, we took a bunch of pictures up there. He's like, take picture next to me, next to the pool, you know? And he like stands by the pool. Right.
Yeah.
I'll send you the picture of Bubs playing it cool on there. And I said, okay. I was like, let's go back downstairs. We'll be with Mom and everybody. He was like, okay. So we go downstairs. And I go, and I go, don't forget to tell Mom what you learned today. He comes running right up to his mom. He's like, hey, Ma, I learned how to play it cool.
Man, your teenage years are going to be tough for you, bro. I'll tell you that much. And you're basically teaching your kids to every way to get away with shit and lie and do all this stuff. And you're going to have no recourse. You're going to be like, Bubs, I told you, Dad, I was just playing it cool. Yeah. Just playing it
Wait,
cool.
Here, hold on. I'm going to send you this. Okay. Here, hold on. I'm going to send you these two pictures. You can see Bubs playing it cool. All right, here we go. So one is a picture of Bubs and I trying to look cool with the cool background, right? And the other one is him next to the pool playing it cool, right? Where he's like, Dad, take a picture of you next to this pool playing it cool. You get him?
Oh, yeah, I just got him. Nice.
You see him next to the pool, though? You look at his face? Yeah. Like, I'm yeah. playing it cool.
He's in on the secret, dude, big time.
He was so pumped.
Dude, he's looking good too, man. Oh, looking sharp, both of you guys. I like that shirt you're wearing.
Oh yeah, we were very well dressed the whole trip. So
yeah, it looks that way.
Okay,
the Gelman's in their travel gear.
Yep. Well, this is a long one. Hopefully, it didn't suck too much.
dude, this is a blast.
But I want to thank our Patreons. We realized how much money we got in the Patreon fund. And we're thinking of some fun stuff. So the money is we might spend money very soon. And now that I gotta fucking design this shirt that says you've been hanging out with pizza, haven't you? Even out of context, it's hilarious.
I know.
All right. Thank you.
It's just the way it's delivered. It's just so good.
Oh my god, dude.
Seriously. All right. Seriously. Thank him. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Thank you to our Patreons for supporting us. To Kyle Foote for the and we got a new Patreon as well. So Kyle Foote for the Footwork Woodworks, our OG Patreon. Matthew Girard from the Wooden Moustache. Lee Oman from Regal Street.
Oh man.
Big Mike Holmes from the Broken Lead Woodworks. He was just on a podcast recently to make
his
lounge. I
was just about to say. So yeah, go check it out. Maker Lounge.
Yep. I hope he cracks some jokes. Dave One Grit Wirt from the Rustic Joy Woodworks. My mom, Elise Gelman. The guy who thinks he's still not a patron, Tim from Turgworks. Motherfuckers does not think he's a patron. Dave the Thriller Miller, he's got a beard like a Tinted Day. What was that thing called? Tinted Day Verano. He's got a beard like a Tinted Day Verano. You know, I can say anything. Yeah, you know, look, he's got a beard like a bandana.
These are not your best.
Dude, I fucking just got back from my trip. I got COVID.
Yeah, COVID. I get it. Yeah. You're under the weather.
Look, the one I'm going to have for fucking, what's his nuts? Murdoch is going to be just as bad. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Woodco. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. the unofficial lube of the podcast. Eric from Bumbleshoots. Alan from Ormworks, the Collingwood Canoe Company. He just loves to sit front row and watch us talk on the chat group, I guess. Come on, Larry. Say some shit. You talk to Larry. You know what I'm going to say? Larry, you talk too much. Grant from Dad Crafted. Ryder Clark from Ryder Custom Creation. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Woodworks. Almost said tool bags. J.M. Sullivan tool bags. Yeah, throw your tools in something. He's your man. Kamani from Vanstray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Otis from Pine and Lead Woodworks. He's like trying to... It's like attaching a car battery to your nipples. That's the kind of energy he has. Have fun photoshopping that one, bro. Everyone I make of him, he tries to photoshop some weird shit into it. I want to see nipples on your car battery. There you go. Nick!
Wait, nipples on a car battery?
No. Nipples hooked to your car battery.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's different.
He's got so much energy, it's like you attached a car battery to your nipples. Is that sound right? Yeah. English is my first language, but it's still not my best. Grunting and pointing is my jam. Nick from Nick Pribwork Woodworks. Woodworking. Working woods. I don't know. He doesn't do anything with hats. Judd from Niven and Sons. And our newest Patreon, Justin from Campfire Woodworks. You're
nice.
Your woodworking apocalypse buddy.
Yeah, man. Welcome in, Justin. Thank you so much. Yep. Thanks, guys. You guys are the best. We appreciate you so much. And if you want to join up, just like Justin just did, to be a patron of this fine podcast, there's a link at the bottom of every episode. Just click on that link, and you can choose how you want to support us. And we're not spending any of the money. So it's just it's like, I think should we just say it's our kids' college fund? Maybe we'll get more.
Money. Man, look, you're bad with money for supporting us, but we're bad with the money too because we're keeping in a non-interest generating account. So
my dad asked me about it the other day. Are you guys still getting paid for this podcast you're doing? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what are you guys doing with it? I'm like, not a damn thing. He's like, yeah, that's not great tax wise.
It's not. So.
So funny.
It's fine. It's not enough to be dangerous yet.
No, we are going to use it, goddammit. It's, but we're going to figure it out.
Look, if you guys want, tell somebody else about the podcast, right? Because generally speaking, when they found out it's not about woodworking, they actually realize it's just a funny podcast. And I think that you know, we get a couple more Patreons in there. Like, it'd be funny if that money got to a point where it was like a real problem. Like, bro, we got like 5 G's in that thing. Like, that's a tax hit right there. That's, yeah, 5 G's. Dude, 5 G's would be like, you know, potentially like a $1,500-$2,000 tax hit, dude.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, we'll figure that shit out.
Yeah.
But anyways, thanks, guys. We love you. And until next time, get us out of here.
Beef and stuff. Take it away, Tim. You were hanging out with pizza, bro.
Oh, my God, dude. That was so stupid.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664. Or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.